this part.
Okay, we will do the homage. Yeah, compose your mind, develop the faith, the sadha, virya. Then we pay respect mindfully, and we will start. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācārā viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmirāyā macchāpamādatānā Viramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and the worthy ones. Okay, we will have the meditation first. Huh? First 40 minutes will be meditation. Huh? We get off the lights. Then for those who already know how to meditate, huh? You can straight away start your meditation. Huh? Then I will maybe give some simple short instruction for those who still need instruction. Huh? Okay, just relax body and mind. Huh? Maintain some more attention, then close your eye. Then make sure you have a straight back, a stable sitting posture. If you have problem sitting, you can sit on a chair. Otherwise, you can cross your legs, sit on the floor, the cushion, and the mat. Then make sure your backbone is straight. Relax every part within your body and mind. Silence your mind. Close your eye. Maintain attention at the forehead. You just feel if there is any tension, any tightness or any stress within, just silently feel and relax every part of the muscle within your forehead. Then you move your attention to your eye muscle. Do the same. Feel, don't think. Then relax every part of the eye muscle. Then you move it down to your facial muscle. Feel, relax every part of the facial muscle. If you have problem allowing this muscle to relax, then develop a skillful means that can help you. You can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile with a lot of joy. When you can smile, there is a lot of joy in your heart. Then when you have joy, you are naturally relaxed. Your body and mind will be very, very relaxed. So you will observe your facial muscle also relax. So this radiation of a radiant smile will help you. Then at the same time, you develop well-being within your heart by radiating love and metta, loving kindness or metta. You can recite as follows: May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within your heart. Then you can also read it: May this body and mind of mine be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. Feel it, physically and mentally, free from all suffering. Then may this body and mind of mine too be free from all harm and danger. May it too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can radiate this same metta to your loved ones, to all Kayanamitas, and to all those beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen. May all my loved ones, may all Kayanamitas, Dharma friends, and all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all to be well and happy, well and happy. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all to be free from all harm and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can continue to radiate this metta to all beings within the whole of SS2. May all beings within the entire of SS2, Petaling Jaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our entire planets, then our solar system, then all beings within our galaxy, then all beings within the entire of this universe, may they all to be well and happy, well and happy. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all to be free from all harms and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. So after this so-called radiating of love and metta, you should be more calm and more peaceful by now. The inner peace and inner well-being will allow you to develop the meditation better. So now you come back to your facial muscle, you silence everything and just feel. Don't think, feel. Relax and feel. Relax every part of your facial muscle. Then you feel your neck, your shoulder, hand, back to shoulder. Relax every part of it. Then you move on to your chest or your heart area. This is the most important location within your body. This is the place where the life force arises and passes away. This is the seat of consciousness. This is where your heartbeat arise and pass away. You just silence your mind and stay around your heart or chest area and feel. Don't think, just feel. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat. You just stay there, silent your mind, completely silent and stay there and let this mindfulness detect whatever vibration or whatever heartbeat that arises. If you have not developed the ability to feel the heartbeat or any vibration, then you relax every part within the heart area. Just like you relax your forehead, you relax all the eye, heart muscle, whatever, chest area muscle. Just feel and relax every part of it. Then you can move it to your stomach. Do the same. Feel, relax. Abdomen, feel, relax and silent. Then move it down to your buttock, your leg. Feel, relax. Always feel, relax. Don't think. Yeah? By doing this mind sweeping method, you are actually helping to decondition your heedless thinking, and the love and the metta will develop inner well-being. So the byproduct of this training is very useful. It trains your mind to be at the location you want it to be. It trains your mind to have inner peace and inner well-being. So this is the beginning of mental training. Then after that, you have to stabilize this mindfulness or awareness within your state of mind. You just silence everything. Then you develop training of the mind via anapanasati. Anapanasati is mindfulness or in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. Maintain awareness or attention in front of your nostril. Then breathe in, breathe out naturally. The moment your mind detects the breathing, then the mind and the breath as one, you breathe in. Breathing in, the mind is aware. Then breathing out, the mind is aware. Exactly as per the instruction given by the Buddha. So through this, you develop mindfulness of the in and out breath without thought. So the breath and the mind, when it move as one without thought, that is sati. You need to train anapanasati until very stable. So if you are new, this mind will have the tendency to wander off because it is heedless. It has been heedless for too long. The untrained mind is always heedless. So if it wanders off, patiently bring it back and start again. If you are patient enough, after a while, the mind will stabilize. Anapanasati will come to be. Then you will experience for the first time in your life a type of peace that you will like. They call it piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual joy or spiritual rapture that can arise when the mind is in sati without thought. So you continue to relax and silent. This piti will become more and more calm, more and more peaceful. And when you continue to relax and make it more and more refined, the piti will accumulate into what they call sukha. Sukha is another more refined state of piti. It is called bliss. So you will experience a type of bliss, a very blissful state of mind, where you feel very, very blissful. So if you experience those states, you continue to relax more and more, and allow the anapanasati to be. Then sukha will become very subtle, very quiet, very peaceful. Then you will develop what they call pasati. Pasati is the silent mind, the tranquil mind, the still mind that has no thought and no movement. So when pasati arises, you just silence everything and stay quiet. Then you try to detect whatever subtle breathing that you are already going through. Or if you want, you can bring your attention down to your heart or chest area. By now, you will have the ability to detect any vibration or heartbeat within your heart area. You can do that. You just stay there. Silence your mind completely. Don't try to know anything. Let this mind develop until it becomes very, very stable, very calm, very peaceful, and very still. Then you continue to relax. So this is the training that you need. So when your sati stabilize, your mindfulness stabilize, it becomes samadhi. Then you can stay silent. General spacious awareness. You can stay at the heart. Then it's fully aware of the six sense basis. Whatever that arises at any other sense door, that silent mind is aware. Yeah. So this silent mind that is capable of awareness, that is capable of understanding what is going on within your own form and mind, this one is very important. This is the real understanding developed via the silent mind. And this is the real vipassana. Mm. So if you can do that, wisdom will arise. The Dhamma will arise. And you will see them clearly within your own form and mind. All of the dependent origination, all of the Four Noble Truths, the essential Dhamma, like the three evil roots of form and mind, five aggregate, five hindrance, five spiritual faculties, seven factors of enlightenment, they are all there. And you can see them one by one, especially the five aggregate of form and mind. You can be at the moment of feeling, moment of perception, moment of activity of mind, and moment of consciousness. Then you can also be at the moment of what they call sankhara arising, yeah, or at the moment of contact. Then you find out clearly through your silent mind what happened, how the mind stir, how consciousness come to be, and how the contact went in. Yeah. All this you will come to understand. Okay, with this I will allow you to continue your meditation so that you can develop the training of the mind. Then for those who already trained, you just silence your mind and develop wisdom or understanding. We are insight into phenomena through the silent mind. All of nature's phenomena, the characteristics of nature, impermanent, suffering state and non-self or anatta or empty nature. All this you will come to understand and you will awaken to them through the silent mind. So in the meditation, don't try to know anything, just relax and silent. Okay, I will ring the bell after about 20 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have now slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Trying to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. This silent mind which you have developed and trained is very useful and very important. You can make use of it to develop the real meditation in real life. The daily mindfulness is the real meditation. So, like I always explain, the Buddha explained it clearly. In order to develop the meditation, you must develop the sati or mindfulness. Because without sati, you cannot meditate. That's why before his passing away, the Buddha reminded all the disciples. He said, apamadena sampadeta, means strive on with heedfulness. You need to be heedful. That's all you need. And heedfulness is a combination of continuous mindfulness, ever mindful and constantly meditative, according to Dhammapada verse 23. So in order to be constantly meditative and ever mindful, you need to have sati. The sati, you must train it until it's so stable that it is continuously aware throughout the day. That's why ever mindful. Then after that, you use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path. Then you combine these two, you have heedfulness or apamadina. Sorry, apamada. In Pali is called apamada. So heedfulness will bring forth the meditation. Without sati, there is no investigation of Dhamma. Then without sati, there is no full foundation of mindfulness. You cannot cultivate. Then without sati, you cannot be heedful. And without sati, you cannot even keep your precept because you cannot be aware of your mental intention behind everything you do. And without sati, the spiritual faculties cannot be fulfilled. Without the five spiritual faculties, the hindrance will be very active. You become heedless. That's why you cannot meditate. So the five spiritual faculties are sadha, virya, sati, samadhi and panya is the most important. So in the puja, we already develop the faith, the sadha and the virya through knowing who the Buddha is, how wonderful his teaching is and how special the Buddha is. He is the fully enlightened one, perfect in wisdom and virtue. So to have such a being, to be our teacher and guide, we should have a lot of joy and we should have a lot of gratitude towards him. Then we should actually respect him a lot. So our faith in him will grow, will become unshakable when we start to develop the deeper understanding of who the Buddha is and how wonderful his teaching is. So this sadha will make your mind very calm, very peaceful and very composed, and it will help overcome the hindrance of mind, like doubt, restlessness of mind. Then after that, you determine to cultivate. So the second spiritual faculty is virya. Virya is spiritual zeal or spiritual tenacity to walk this way to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. So virya will make you awake. You will not be sleepy. So the hindrance is gone. Then when virya is there, you will meditate. You will cultivate. And what you cultivate is sati. That's why we are here, to develop the training of mind to have sati, to have mindfulness. And sati, you have to understand clearly what it is. Sati is just an awareness before the knowing, means before the arising of thought, before the arising of words and concept to label whatever that you know. So awareness before the knowing is just the silent mind in pure awareness. So that's why you have to train your mind to have sati. So meditation is about training this mind so that the heedless thinking stop, so that this deconditioning of the heedless thinking can bring about a peaceful mind, a calm, relaxed mind with inner awareness. And when you can have that, you start to develop sati. And when you stabilize that, you become constantly meditative and aware. Through the awareness, you can use it to develop wisdom, which is the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, or the meditation that starts by the Buddha. And meditation is just so simple. When you can do these two, you are already heedful. You are destined for enlightenment. Okay, now before we open it up for Q&A, I can take one reporting so that we can have more time for Dhamma in the second session. Okay, make full use of this Q&A to report your meditation or ask any question regarding the Dhamma, the meditation, and how you can apply this in your daily life to help you to solve all of your life problem or situation. Okay, anybody want to report their meditation? The mic is here. Pass the mic. Anybody? Oh, everybody so shy. You see your jiao hui rong. Okay. Yeah. Your question. Ah, how? How? 刚好 you 就好. 那个是最好的. It's just like last Sunday. Wu Ping Jing's are very good. There was one lady and one, I think his Dhamma friend. He never come to the class before. Suddenly appear. Also like Hui Rong, cannot speak English on, but can listen, can understand a little bit of English. Wow, she was so attentive throughout the 3 hours. I was also surprised. Then she asked one very good question. You all should listen to the recording. Very good. She created a lot of good condition for Dhamma to flow. And that session was very good. Sui An already circulated the recording. How many of you have heard? Haven't? Oh. Dropbox, yes. Under WhatsApp. Oh, you download already. You received the email. I forward to you. You can ask question. I forward to you now. You ask question. You can ask the question.
我以为我今天没有问题好问了。那其实每次的问题都是我事前准备的。那我以为我今天没有东西好问，可是在 meditation 最后的时候，突然我突然有这个问题，我觉得我还是要问。我们常说。 在我们必须要 make expression， 那我们都认为这是理所当然，我们必须要这样子做，而且我们认为这是很重要的。那我突然有一个，应该是念头啦，我在想，我好像只是把我的 attachment 丢给布达。哦，这个也叫。 这个怎么会是 make expression 呢？我觉得我每次 make expression 好，就真的好像是只是把我的 attachment 丢给他而已。那我想要问的是，真正 make expression 它比较深入的意思是什么？对对对
，very good. For the sake of those who may not understand Mandarin that well, I translate a bit. She said normally she prepared her question, but tonight she actually didn't prepare no question. But towards the end of her meditation, there was a thought that came and inquired. Actually, she wants to find out the deeper meaning of what is making aspiration. Adhitan, understand that? We every time invoke the power of merits. By the power of this merits that we have cultivated and developed, made arise the causes and conditions for us to we make the aspiration, understand that? So she said, when she reflected, it's like the aspiration she makes, she said, it's like she's throwing her attachment to the Buddha, understand that? You can understand that? It's like she makes aspiration by actually requesting the Buddha to help, you see. But it's not requesting the Buddha to help, understand that? So she wants to know what is the deep understanding behind adhitana, or making of determination or aspiration. This, what they call perfection of adhitana, is very important. It's one of the 10 perfection to be a sammasambuddha. So that shows how important this adhitana is. We translate it as determination or aspiration. You aspire to become something. You aspire for causes and conditions to bring about certain things, understand? But this is not like praying to God, nor ask God to help, no. No. You are not praying to the Buddha and ask the Buddha to help. Like a lot of Buddhists, they say, Kyu Kwan Im, Kyu Put. It's not Kyu. In Hokkien, Kyu is like seek help, no, understand? Beg the Buddha and Kwan Im to help, understand? That is what our mother do there. I come and make offering to you. You bless my family. Protect our family. Bring about whatever protection. Hopefully, Kuan Yin and Buddha will protect us. Will ensure that we are all free from problem and trouble. It's not like that one, understand? The Buddha Dhamma is not like that, understand? We never pray to anything for help, understand? But Mahayana has a different, what they call, Dhammado, Farman, understand? Mahayana, because they understand the wisdom way is very, very difficult, understand? Very tough and not easy. So that's why they try to use skillful means to bring about condition for you to develop the affinity and the condition, so that you can connect and link to their vow. That's why they cultivate for very, very long. You look at these two Buddha. One of them is Sakyamuni Buddha. One of them is Amitabha Buddha. And you know what are their differences or not? Sakyamuni Buddha specializes in what? Wisdom. He actually cultivated wisdom very, very high. And he stressed a lot on wisdom. He doesn't like all the cheng, all those things. He go direct way. That's why he go wisdom way. He completed his enlightenment, full enlightenment, within the four world cycle. Four asangaya kapas. Actually 3 3/4. Whereas Amitabha Buddha go by faith. Through saddha, he cultivate. And that faith bring forth a lot of vow. And he perfected it for so long, it takes 3 times as long, 12 world cycle, 12 asangkaya kapas, so that he can bring forth the causes and condition for living being to actually follow the faith way, and yet finally develop the full wisdom, just like him. And the reason why he do that is because he realized the wisdom way is not for everybody, it's very, very tough. So what he wants to do is he wants to help the living being. That's why he perfected his vow. He got 48 great vows until it become part of nature's law. So you can make affinity, you can develop the affinity to connect to Amitabha's vow, then you can take birth in the pure land that he created, understand? then you can from there very easily cultivate and become enlightened. Then you can also follow his way to become perfect, to develop the Sammasambuddhahood. Then he has very great aspiration. If you follow the Pure Land teaching, you will know. They actually wants to create Buddha Land everywhere. They say, Lian Hua Chu Chu Kai. In Mandarin is, Lian Hua is lotus. Lotus flower everywhere, you know. Then, Yi Tuo, Yi Jing Tu, understand? Every of these lotus become a pure land, no? Understand? That's why this is fantastic, wow, no? Understand? So when you listen to their chanting, you realize his vow is so powerful, no? So that's why you can be very sincere and determined, to chant Amitabha for how, until the mind and the for how all the vibration become one, or the Buddha's name, the what they call for how in Mandarin, English is called what? The mantra or whatever Buddha's name or all those things that you chant to develop affinity, faith, so that you connect. What is the word? For how? In English is 很难 translate. Not so, is not. For how? Buddha's name. Buddha's name. Or all those that, like, Guan Yin has a few for how. Namo Guan Sing Pusa is one of the for how. Om Mimi Pimi Ho is one of the for how. So all this is dependent. You chant Tapicho. That one Gati, Gati, Paragati, Parasam Gati, Bohi Swata, Satwa. This is also Guan Sing's for how. Then Amitabha also got. Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. So as long as you can chant his Amitabha, the name, the for how, then you can connect. Then you must make vow that synchronize with Amitabha Buddha's vow, Xiang Ying. Then it will connect you. So when it comes back to Hui Rong's question, you see, you make aspiration is to allow you to straighten your cultivation, to avoid deviation and so on. That's why Sakyamuni is very smart. He perfect the wisdom way through Adhitana, understand? Adhitana. Because if you were to cultivate direct, chances is you deviate very fast on. Because it's very difficult to understand the Dhamma, understand? You look at all the teaching, if I don't explain, easily you go wrong on that. Even Sati, one word only, so many people couldn't get it, understand? So if you don't understand what is Sati or mindfulness, how can you cultivate? Cannot. Then when you talk about five hindrances, you don't even know. The five aggregate of form of mind, you don't even understand. The three evil root, you don't have a clear understanding. So how are you going to cultivate? Then when he say apamadena sambadeta, you don't even know what is heedfulness. What is apamada? So how are you going to develop the cultivation? So it's so difficult. Then noble evil path, got eight path factor. Everyone so abstract. Right view. Most people don't understand. So the Dhamma is very difficult to understand. So what Sakyamuni did is, he teach you the aspiration. That's why we chant. Towards the end of the closing puja, what do you chant? Itmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawani vanapatya. So when you chant with understanding, you determine. So he always teach you to use the power of merits, understand? Sakyamuni. Because he knows there is nature's law that governs everything. So if you invoke the power of merits, then nature's law will take effect, understand? If you go through nature's law, never go wrong, understand? You go through nature's law means no greed, nothing, understand? You invoke the power of merits. Well, merit is like money, understand? When you cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, merit is like in society, you work sincerely, righteously for the income or the earnings or whatever gain that come by through the honest, sincere way. So nature's law, when you receive this money through righteous way, is your money. You can use it wherever it is allowable. You can use money to buy whatever you can buy, understand not? Like, you want to use it for your children's education, buy a property, buy a car, or buy your daily need, your food, then provide for your children to travel or whatever, or even buy a TV set, computer or what, even handphone to play with. Is allowable, so you can use it as well. So aspiration also the same, no, the Buddha said. You cannot aspire for funny thing that the nature's law won't allow, one, no. Not allowable, one, no. So you cannot say, by the power of this merit, I aspire to have that beautiful girl or somebody's wife to become my wife. You cannot, one. You like that, the nature's law doesn't work, one. So it must be something allowable, understand? So that's why the Buddha teach you to make aspiration to, by the power of this wholesomeness, may arise a causal condition for you to always avoid the foolish or the heedless. Then only meet out with the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. So who are the wise and the enlightened one? These are the noble ones, understand? Four Pusa and all the Aryas. So these are the beings that has the Dhamma. That's why he teaches you how to take refuge, understand not? How to develop the spiritual faculty, to develop the condition for you to receive this teaching. Then make aspiration so that you will avoid the foolish and the heedless, meet up with the wise. So this is the wisdom way, and you go very fast if you know how to make use of this aspiration. You are not begging for the Buddha's help, no. No, you invoke the power of merit, so. Then later on, I even add in this word, no? If it's for the good of the many, let it arise. Understand? Then you always say, by the power of this wholesomeness, may it arise the causes and conditions, no? I don't want to know how nature's law do it, no? But it will arise the causes and conditions for it to happen, no? So that's why you realize, if you have been attentive in my class, you know how I do things on. I never plan, I never really decide on. I wait for sign. No sign, I do nothing. I accord and flow on. Then even when I already agree, if the sign come otherwise, I will change it on. Understand? Well, I accord and flow because the world is dynamic. Understand? It's not rigid. Understand? Everything is in a state of flux. And we are all interdependent. Understand? The nature's law is operating every moment, every instant, non-stop. So, wisdom is dynamic, it's not rigid, understand? That's why wisdom is not a knowledge, understand? Wisdom is that moment, that instant, when condition is like that, you understand and you act, understand? Spontaneously, not through memory. Through a understanding, through a wisdom that is without greed, hatred and delusion, without ignorance. That spontaneously act on. So this aspiration works the same way. You always invoke by the power of this wholesomeness or merits and blessings that I have cultivated. Sometimes you can add in the word through the distant past until now. I mean, you seriously want it to materialize. So I mean, you invoke the power of all merits, no, since the distant past until now, no, that you have cultivated. Yeah, means what? Like poker, huh? One shot, you go in all, sailang. You willing to sailang, because this is important, you want to make it. So you invoke, by the power of the wholesomeness that this nature of mine has cultivated, not me or I, no, this nature of mine has cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions. I don't want to know how it happened, no. I want nature's law to create the causes and conditions, no. For me, maybe if you want to aspire to gain enlightenment, for me to always avoid the foolish, meet out the wise and enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. You make this aspiration, then nature's law will take over. Then you won't get lost on, it will bring you to it. But you must be very sincere when you make the aspiration. you must have a lot of faith. Your sadha and virya must be very strong. Then you must do with understanding. Sati. You must have the spiritual faculty. Otherwise, it's thought-based. That type of aspiration is no use one. It's like parroting or chanting, not serious one, not from the heart one, and without understanding one. Yeah. So, aspiration is invoking power of merit through nature's law, not begging from the Buddha, not throw your problem to the Buddha, understand? So, that is a very important understanding. So, the wisdom way, you must know how to make aspiration. That's why Adittan is very important. When you do something wholesome, you determine for causes and conditions to help you progress along the path of Dhamma. Understand not? So this is the best way, actually. If you want to move according to the wisdom way, this is Sakyamuni way. Through Adittan or aspiration, you move. You move very fast. And it will avoid all the pitfalls, all the wrong view, the wrong thought, all of your delusion. Through aspiration, nature's law take over. Then you become like very blessed. Then like everything go your way. Just like what happened my this life. I realize everything just happened like that. I never do anything. Technically, I never do anything. I just echo and flow. I see the sign, I take note. Then, normally, first time, I do nothing. If it's meant to be, I will know one. The sign will come again. Then, if it's something that is very, very important or very serious, it will happen 2-3 times, very fast, the sign come. Keep on coming. And there was one, came 6 times. And I know. This one, I must meet this person. Cannot be like that one. Because normally, second time, I already go already. That time, I don't need anybody already. Because I already have the understanding at that time. That's why when that sign came, first time, second time, third time, I say I don't want to meet. No point, I don't want to meet. Then you know how powerful or not. It meant to be because of my vow, actually. You will meet one. Then the sign keep on coming for 6 times, continuously over that month. I said, I don't know who this person is. Meant to be, I must meet. That's why I went and meet him. After that, really, no mistake. Meant to be. And that was the turning point. I cut short my training. I cut short my understanding at least 15 years. Otherwise, I can't even come out so fast. I was very lucky, actually. Because of that, I was ready very early. 1989, I already understood the whole thing. So because of that, aspiration, I realize, is one of the most important. You want to go the wisdom way, you must make aspiration. Mahayana also make a lot of aspiration, but they vow to stay on in this world to be bodhisattva, to help living beings. So that one is another set of vow. That's why you look at Pusen, the vow is different. You look at Amitabha, the vow is different. You look at Kuan Yin, the vow is different. You look at Manjushri, the vow is different. But they are all very unique. Then you look at a stall bodhisattva. Not until the hell is empty of living being, he will not attain the full enlightenment. So he make this type of vow so that he can stay on. It's not to say that some people, they don't understand, they simply comment it. Where got people make this type of vow? It's important. How can the hell be empty of living being? Means this type of vow is to them is like stupid. No, it's not stupid because they know it's not real, but they want to cultivate that perfection. That's why they make that vow so that they can stay on for very long. It doesn't inhibit them from becoming enlightened. It only delay their full enlightenment to realize the Sama Sambuddhahood means to come into one existence as a Sama Sambuddha Anasana. So if you are already very well evolved and cultivated, yeah, as a very advanced Bodhisattva, you are as good as the Sama Sambuddha really, actually, Anasana. And you don't have to come for one life, become a Sama Sambuddha, then leave your Buddha nature behind. You don't need to. And during that time, they got no more craving to become anything, Anasana. So that's why it's a totally different understanding. So people make vow, different Bodhisattva, they got their own understanding, and they make different vow. For me also, I got one very funny vow, very special one that I make through my own understanding. That's why every time I come, because of that vow, I'm able to receive all the wisdom, the highest, at that time when I arise, in whatever civilization, whatever time, whatever existence, whatever that is available at that time, the highest understanding, this nature vow to understand. That's why it will bring me beyond just one particular religion or understanding one. It never restrict me to Dhamma or Buddhism alone, Anasana. That's why I can understand Eckhart, Bhagavati, Krishnamurti, and even all the great beings that have wisdom and understanding. The moment they speak truth, this nature understand. And this nature can understand very fast. So that's why different beings make different vow. Okay? So I hope I answer. Okay. Use the mic.
This is 关于刚刚讲的那个 expression. 去年我带我的爸妈去尼泊尔玩，那其实我也不知道为什么要带他去。那结果转了一圈，本来最后是不该去那个。最后一晚不应该是住在大佛塔那边，可是就最后一晚就真的转到那边去。然后我突然，我不是突然，就是我认为我在那个当下，我突然认为我该带我的爸爸妈妈进去那个 temple， 是我第一次去我很喜欢的那一个 temple。然后我其实我为了那件事。高兴了很久，所以我然后因为我在那个菩萨面前我 made 了一个 expression， 我希望我的父母跟我一样，不是只是当一个菩提僧而已，而是可以就好像我每天 made expression 一样，就是可以在 Three Jewel 的 protect 之下，然后我们可以always be the wiser， 然后 avoid， 然后可以一直到 understand the Buddha。这个 expression 其实我在那个 Buddha 面前，
你要发那个愿。
面的时候我真的好高兴，可是我后来想想，这是因为我的 attachment， 所以我才会那样子吗？可是我觉得好像不是，我也不知道为什么在那个当下我会这样子做，而且是我带着我的爸妈进去，然后
很好。
可是我就一直在想，我会一直认为说，难道我这样子 make expression 就够了吗？好像不够吧。
OK。
所以我刚刚问的那个问题，其实我真的要问的是说。当我们 make expression 是我的底的，
我了解，
可是
我知道你要问什么，很好 ，OK， 我现在回答啊 ，So to translate what she has asked， so she said， was it this year or last year？ You go to Nepal last year， end of last year or this year？ This year， Chinese New Year， when she took her parents to Nepal。Because she went to Nepal before with the husband, and she liked the monastery, very nice monastery, and she got this determination to make aspiration, at that monastery. She got this very filial piety heart that want to help the parents, because I think she has a lot of gratitude for them. So she wants to make aspiration on their behalf so that they can have the causes and conditions to receive the blessings of the Triple Gem, so that they can also develop the wisdom of the Buddha Dharma as taught by the Buddha, so that they can also become enlightened being. Then she said, after she make the aspiration, the thought come, you see? The problem is your thought come and interfere. I always tell you, remember this one, it will help you a lot. As long as you are sincere, you just do. Forget about the thought. Don't try to be create the doubt. Pai say or the thought say, like that can already meh? Enough meh? My parent can become enlightened meh? Can meet the Triple Gem? All this is the thought. But I can tell you, if you are sincere, you determined because of filial piety, it can bring forth miracle. Understand? It can bring forth fantastic condition. Because if you really out of filial piety, out of love and compassion, and you very sincere and very determined, and you make the aspiration on behalf of your parents, you will pave the way for causes and conditions for it to happen, I tell you. It's not to say whether like that enough, man. Isn't this craving, attachment, man? Means I want to help them. It's nothing to do with this. Aspiration is understanding and sincerity. So the thought is the thought. But when you have doubt, your aspiration will be affected. Because you are not confident in what you do. Means you do not have the understanding. They say doubt is a hindrance, a mental hindrance. So when you do all this aspiration, if when you are sincere, you just go ahead. Don't worry about what people say, or what your thought tell you. Forget about it. As long as you are sincere, you do it sincerely with understanding, with love, with compassion. It has its power. Understand? That's why I always tell you all, sincerity and faith will pave the way. Understand? When you have faith in the Triple Gem, then you are very sincere. It will pave the way for things to happen. So nothing to worry. 很好, 沙度, 因为你有那个真正的 filial piety, 爱心, to help your parents. You really have a lot of gratitude towards them, respect for them, and you want to do something for them because you feel that this is something you have come to understand, the Buddha Dharma, very rare, so beautiful, so important for living beings. So that's why first thing you consider is your parents who gave you life, who have provided for you, sacrificed for you, supported you, and bring about all the beautiful things that you are able to have while you come to this world. Because I also met them, your parents, at the Taiwan trip. They are good parents. I can see the joy in you, your parents and your sisters. That's why it's very good to have good family friends. They are very important. They can provide this, what they call the strength for you to live on, and they can also support each other, just like how you support your parents this life. Where in the past they must have supported others, understand? That's why they can have a daughter that do it for them, where they must have done it for others too in the past. So when you do this, you will have children who later on will do it for you too, understand? So it's a very good practice, understand? But don't just because Brother Teo say so, I must also go back and make aspiration for my parents. Forget about it. When there is no condition, just let things be. When there is condition, when the heart say I must do, then you will know how to do. But it depends on the karmic, understand? If the parent don't have that karma, you will never do all this type of thing also, understand? If there is no condition, nothing will happen, understand? Everything manifests because of condition, cause and effect. That's why you reap what you sow. Do good because good, do evil because evil. You are born of your karma, head of your karma. Condition is supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. You cannot expect anything else beyond that. And so that's why take care of your life. Take care of your karma. And you will be beautiful. Actually, the Buddha Dhamma is very simple. Don't make it complicated. When you use your thought too much, you become complicated. And simple things become complicated things. You go back and listen to the last Sunday Wu Ping Ching Sir, that talk. Very good. That lady who asked that question, she also make her life very complicated. Then after I explained, she start to understand there was so much joy. Because she think too much. She get involved with the sankhara. The attachment was so strong. Then later on, she starts to understand. Actually, that lady, very unique. The cultivation also from the past also very unique. She developed what they call sati. She has sati, you know. She got zhen nian, you know. She already cultivated before in the past one. That's why this life she come, that mindfulness, that awareness, that zhen nian, that awareness, come back to her very fast, no? She has been cultivating for the last 20 years already, almost 19 to 20 years. Then she said she can see her thought. She can see all the image, everything. She said every time she want to sleep, rest that time, all this thought come out. And she cannot sleep, she like watching television there. And all this thought he realized like defilement, evil roots, everything. The emotion, the fear, the worry, all this she see. But her problem is, in the past, when she cultivate, she don't have a teacher who can point out all this to her. No? She only learn how to be mindful. No? She trained very hard to be mindful. That's why every life she come now, she can have that mindfulness. But she see too much of this sankhara, and she don't know how to deal with it. She know they are all like, he used this word. After he saw them for so long, all this thought, then the images, he said, the picture, the image. Then after that, he said, suddenly they become like pao ying, you know, in Mandarin, pao ying, like bubble, like an illusion. Then he realized they are not real, no. But the trouble, he cannot stop them. No. Keep on coming, no. That heedless thinking, no. That thought and the images, that emotion. See. Then I explained to her, no. I said, you know why you cannot all this? Because nobody teach you how to get out of it, how to develop the wisdom to come out of it. You see too much of this already. So what happened is, throughout the day, she don't have this right view. She didn't straighten her view. She didn't develop the wisdom. So she was actually haunted by all this. You know. Until she got so much problem, she went to the market with the husband. He saw the husband scolding people. You know. Then he cannot tahan also. He tell the husband, why you do that? You're not supposed to do that. You could have what. But he can advise, you know, but he cannot do. She herself also get angry. You know. She herself also become emotional. You know. Then she realized she cannot stop all this. You know. Then I told her, because she Mahayana, you know, I said, you know what is the essential teaching of the Buddha? The Four Noble Truths here. Ku, Ji, Mie, Tao. Mahayana good. You know. Second Noble Truth is Ji, you know, accumulation. You know. Oh, that one is very useful. I said, because you accumulate all of your attachment, your daily life situation that you cannot, like, your unfinished business, like your fear, your worry, your anxiety, things that you give importance to, like your health problem, your children. So all this, then you like to comment, or you like to react, or see something also react, hear something also react, think something also react, recall something also react. So all this create the hindrance of mind, creates the evil, creates the stuff. I said, you cannot see, you know. So throughout the day, you have been heedless. You know. Then what happened when you sleep? I said, your mind is already with all this heedless thinking, this rubbish and so on. So what happens when you rest, when you want to meditate, or when you want to sleep? Your mind, your brain try to find order and so on. So what they do? They have to release all this attachment, this fear, worry, anxiety, and so on, the scars of memory that you accumulate. So what is thought? Thought is respond to memory and so on. So whenever there is something you are not happy with, or you cannot understand, or you got worry or attachment, you accumulate, you know. Then you try to think, you know, and try to find an answer, but it's unresolved problem. So it's all accumulated. So these are the one that actually make you heedless, you know, make you full of fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, sometimes unhappy. And he knows that these are evil roots. These are thought only, but she cannot deal with it. So I say, when you're about to sleep, or when you're about to rest, or when you meditate, this subconscious release one by one come out. And the problem with you is you cultivated mindfulness so well past life. So this life come, you also very mindful. You saw all this. Understand? I say, when you see all this, don't do anything. Let it be. Because these are subconscious release. Understand? Don't go and fear it. Don't go and worry about it. Don't go and reject it, suppress it, or control it. Allow it to be. Understand? So luckily, I explained to her. You know. Then she became very happy. You know. Then I say, you realize after a while, you know, you allow it to be. You don't do anything. You don't react and don't fear. You suddenly become very peaceful. In the meditation, she realized that. You know, when she meditated during that session that time, because she heard my Dhamma talk before that, silent. Don't try to know anything. Understand? Not? Just silent in your mind. Whatever arises, let it be. Then he felt, you know, at the Tan Tien there. Yeah, this is the energy field that create thought, you know, through consciousness. You know. Then he saw this thought moving, you know, from the Tan Tien onward. Then he remembered what I say, you know, silent your mind and let things be and don't do anything. Then she just allow it to be. You know. Then you know what happened? You know? All of a sudden, she said, everything become like very quiet. You know. Then he realized a type of new energy, you know, very fine, you know, slowly moving up from the Tan Tien there. That is the pure energy, you know. She did know. Then it come to the brain here. You know. You go and listen to the recording, she described it. Come to the brain here. Yeah. All of a sudden, when it reached the brain, she become very quiet, very peaceful, and very still. You know. And that peace, quietness, and stillness come with awareness, one. No, she said there's a lot of clarity there, you know. And that clarity is like a mind behind, you know, not the thought, no, not the thinking. You know. Then she said she feel very good. You know. I said, sadhu, this is meditation. You don't attach, don't hold, don't cling. You allow the thought to be. Means like the Buddha say what? Yeah, thought is respond to memory. Krishnamurti, sorry. Then the Buddha said, Sankara anicchang. Remember? The thought arises and passes away. That's why it's impermanent. It comes and it goes. You give meaning, attach and cling, Sankara dukkang, becomes suffering. Understand? So why do you allow thought to have such power over you and make you miserable? That's why you don't pay attention to them. You just allow them to be, because they are condition arising. They are only thought. Thought is just thought. Come and go. Come and go. Understand? Why do you want to hold on to it? You use it for the good of the many, to arise the wholesome thought, not to react to it and create negative thought. What are wrong thought? What are negative thought? Thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, suffering, which you have been doing throughout the day, you know, and you somehow want to repeat all this and make yourself miserable. Means you allow thought to torture you, torment you. And that means you don't know how to use thought. You are so foolish. Understand? That's why you are deluded. You have a lot of ignorance. Yeah. Then after I explained, then she started to understand. No? Then there was so much joy. No? Then the usual thing is, what must I do? I said, what must you do? You develop wisdom out of it. Then I teach her the five ways. Remember? The five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. The third and the fourth way, I say. The third way is just silence your mind, which you know how to do already. Just silence. Allow it to be. Then you will come to realize through the silent mind that all this anger, emotion, fear, insecurity, they are not you. They are conditioned arising emotion when the mind stirs through ignorance, through wrong view, where you don't understand. And you must trace the origination factor, the fourth way, how they come to be. Understand or not? It's always through one of the sense doors. When I mention one of the sense doors, especially the tree, she keep on nodding her head. She says, yes, 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 yes. Say, what you hear, what you see, and what you think. And the other one is what you recall. I say, because accumulation through your memory. That's why acting according to memory is not acting at all. Because memory is what? What do you accumulate in your brain? All of your happy moment and unhappy moment in there. All of your fear, worry, anxiety, your scars of memory, how people cheat you, swindle you, deceive you, and do all those nonsense to you, you will remember one. Correct or not? Because you accumulate, you want to remember. No? Even the happy moment also you remember. Wow! The first time when your dad took you to a nice restaurant, you remember. No? Or first time you go for dating, your boyfriend or your girlfriend treat you very, and you remember that wedding ring, how? Then what happened is when the relationship turns sour, then the anger, the hatred start. That he used another word, no more honey and darling already, bastard. I trusted him. He did all these things and sacrificed so much for him. Even give birth to a few beautiful children for him. He did that to me. Then you get very angry. So all this come about through what? Through your thought, your thinking, sankara, through your mental activity, through your memory. You recall, then you become miserable. Understand? That's why I told her, luckily your subconscious release help you. Otherwise you become cuckoo already. I say. You will enter Tanjung Rambutan already. Understand? Because you enter depression. You allow this so-called, what they call, attachment, fear, worry, anxiety to accumulate and no release. It's like somebody got problem, keep to herself, understand not? Don't want to say it out, don't want to share. Then they always lock themselves. That's how they get depression. Depressed people always isolate themselves. You realize or not? Think a lot, isolate themselves. That's how they enter depression. Means what? No outlet, no release. All this bottle up. And the evil root inside there. Keep on having anger, fear, worry, until you cannot sleep. Understand not? Why cannot sleep? Because the fear, the worry, the anxiety, understand? That hormone release so severe. And I had all those people coming to me. They told me about their problem. They say, I asked the question, you must have seen psychiatrists. Yeah, brother, not only psychiatrists, I've seen many. And I say, how did it go? The medication at first, okay. The tranquility, what the sleeping pill, then the anti-depression pill. He said, initially eat already, okay, can sleep for a while. Later on, worse, he said, can't even sleep for 1 hour. Sometimes half an hour also cannot. Because when you depend on this drug, you know what happens? You become addicted to it. Understand? When you become addicted to it, after a while, no more effect. Understand? You need stronger dose, just like drug addict. Initial dose cannot create the type of what they call illusion already. Then you need stronger dose, you need stronger dose. And there is a lot of side effects on all this drug. It makes you drowsy, it makes you mentally very weak, and it makes you dependent. So when the drug fades away, you know what happened? No? The hormone release become more sensitive, understand? No? Where your fear is still there, your wrong view is still there, your attachment is still there. All this, if you don't clear, you take that type of medication and drug, you become worse. You become worse. And you can really, really have suicidal thought. You want to commit suicide, when I tell you. I heard many of these people tell me, might as well die. So all this is the result of sankara, too active, and no release. That's why when you can have all this fear, subconscious release, and even nightmare, let it come out, understand? Don't panic. Tell yourself, oh, good thing it come out already. Let it come out more. Then allow it to be. Then when you sit meditation also, just like her, allow it to be. Then you realize, like Krishnamurti said, the very flowering of thought is the very ending of that thought. So you allow it to flower. all the emotion, the anger, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the insecurity, the unhappiness, they will be released. Then you become peaceful again. Then your original state of mind come back. Then you realize that true mind without thought is so peaceful. Then you ask yourself, why go and think and become so miserable? Might as well maintain silent and be heedful. Then you realize meditation very good. Then you will know how to appreciate the Dhamma and know how to walk the path and do the correct thing. Okay? So that is how you can develop wisdom. That's why go back and listen to that tape. That tape is very good. And the beginning, I give a lot of description on the training of the mind. So tonight we no need already. You go and read that one. I almost finished the whole paper there, I think. You listen to that recording so that we can save time. We still got 12 minutes. So we just finished the Q&A. Any more questions or reporting? So far, understand, can follow. Because these are very important dhammas. Or you want to go through the notes? Maybe we do a little bit. Okay, there is another set of notes we didn't finish. The Pure Land Chanting one. Is it meditation? Also from Wu Ping Ching, sir. Dated 6th of April. You all got bring on up? Good. You turn to page 4. I think we stop at this number 3. Pitfall of thought-based meditation. Turn to page 4. So pitfall of thought-based meditation. So all this, when you understand, you will know how to proceed. Otherwise, you just debate. Because most living beings are gullible. They thought meditation is some form of fantasy, or like very mystical. Then when they meditate and develop some form of special experience that other people don't experience, then they think this is very special. Then they attach and cling, and they want to know, is it a sign that I had achieved or realized? That's how one debate, because they don't understand what their focus is. They don't inquire to find out what is meditation. When you don't have a clear understanding of what you are doing, you will end up keep debating. Then you may also end up having fantasy about meditation. That's how many cultivators or meditators got trapped. And the other danger is they cannot see thought. They cannot see the danger of thought. They cannot understand what sati is. And because sati is beyond thought, and if you continue to allow thought to come in and distract you, then it will become thought-based meditation instead of mindfulness-based meditation. All of thought-based meditation will not bring you to the meditative result that you are looking for. Because what you want to realize is the Dhamma which is akaliko. Akaliko means timeless. This Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond time. So if the instrument you use to meditate is thought, you cannot reach it. You cannot realize it. Because you are limited by the instrument you use to develop the meditation. So with this, I think it should be very clear by now that you shouldn't make the same mistake again. And by now, you all should start to try to... And by now, you all should start to understand why I keep on emphasizing in the past that meditation has to be done with understanding. Just like what I wrote on the whiteboard of Wu Ping Ching Sir there. Must be done with understanding. I underline the word understanding in red some more. So, you don't just blindly follow instruction. Just like what the Buddha told the Kalamas, you should not believe what the spiritual teacher tell you, even the Buddha himself. You have to investigate and find out. Then when you understand, you will be clear. You will be very clear. Your mind will be very different, and you will know how to proceed with the cultivation. Otherwise, you become gullible. Then again, you debate. So this thought-based meditation, like I said, you have to be careful. So if ever you want to develop meditation, you need to understand it clearly. Understand not? That's why the phase one of Dhamma cultivation, the Buddha called it Pariyatti. Remember? Pariyatti? The three phases of Dhamma, this chant that we give it to you. Pariyatti is what? What is Pariyatti? Learning of the doctrine. How do you learn? First learning and second learning, wisdom. First learning is through hearing. During the Buddha's time, Suttamaya Panya means wisdom born of hearing the sutta. But now, you got recording. You no need to wait for Buddha to speak. Then you got what they call books, written material from the internet, from the text, from the notes, from the transcript. You can read them. Then after you have heard, listened and read, you can reflect, contemplate and inquire into what you have read, what you have heard and what you have listened to. So when you do that, the second turning wisdom come about, Cintamaya Panya. Wisdom born of reflection, contemplation and inquiry into the truth that you have heard, listened and read about. Then you stabilize the understanding as well. Then you assimilate them in, and it become more stable within. After you have developed that understanding through first and second turning wisdom, you set the base for you to become enlightened, to receive truth. And then you move on to phase two. Phase two is Patipatti. Patipatti is the cultivation part, anasana. You put the Dhamma that you have learned into practice in daily life, understand? So that it can become a living reality, so that it is not knowledge, understand? The phase one, when you learn, means knowledge. You understand the Dhamma like that, but you cannot do, understand? You say one thing, do one thing, understand? You know evil root, make you very evil, but yet you keep on creating evil root, understand? Why? Because you don't have right view. You haven't straightened your view. Then when you cultivate, you don't have heedfulness and mindfulness, you cannot see your mental intention, you don't even know what are the evil roots and how the hindrance make you heedless. That's why you cannot develop the peaceful mind, the calm mind, the tranquil, still mind that can be aware. So because of that, you fail to develop the cultivation because you didn't know. According to the Buddha, you don't have to fight the hindrance. You only need to cultivate the spiritual faculty. That's how you start developing spiritual faculty, through the puja, through the bowing, through the reflection, contemplation, then through the meditation. So all this, once you understand, then you will know how to develop the training of the mind. And just like I say, meditation, this phase two must be done with understanding. So if you have spent enough time on phase one, phase two will be very fast. You don't deviate and you don't like go the wrong route and start deviate. You don't like 走那个冤枉路. So when you do with understanding means you are very focused. You know what are the important things that you need to develop in order to understand the teaching, in order to awaken to this teaching. That's why you look at the essential teaching, the advice of the Buddha. And then you focus. First is to train your mind to be aware, to be heedful. Then from heedfulness, you develop the wisdom. So meditation becomes very simple. But if you don't even know what is meditation, what is sati, how can you develop it? You cannot develop something that you don't understand. Like you want to solve your problem. You don't even know what your problem is. How can you solve your problem? Understand? You must at least know what your problem is. And then you reflect and contemplate and see how best you can resolve it amicably so that it can bring about understanding, harmony, peace. So finally is Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah, this is the meditation that brings about the end of all suffering. And all this understanding is important. So meditation must be done with understanding so that you don't deviate. Otherwise you will go and what they call get attracted to other type of experiences as well. You will ask question, oh, Brahmati, when I meditate, I see light. I become very calm, I become very peaceful. Then I can go into this rhyme, that rhyme. I can go to hell, go to heaven, to other plane. Oh, then you think this is fantastic. So then I got a lot of energy. Then I can see a lot of things. I can do a lot of psychic ability. Or then you think you're very special. So but then I ask you one question. Do you know how to live life? You don't know how to live life. Do you know how to overcome the first noble truth reality that brings about suffering? You are blank. So that type of meditation doesn't bring about wisdom to allow you to understand life and live life. So it doesn't serve the purpose. So which means you lost focus without knowing, because you're gullible. You think, oh, I must have jhana. I must have this ability. I must have nimitta. I must see this. I must see that. But the main focus of meditation is what? To train your mind to be aware. You forgot about that. What you are doing? All the instruction, method, technique, chant. When you do it without understanding, you end up what? You think when you don't chant, you don't meditate. You think when you don't note the abdomen rising, falling, you don't do vipassana. And every time you note, you think you do vipassana. It's like that lady, I told you, Upinisa. With all the mindfulness and the awareness, she can see her thought now so clearly. Every time she don't see, she thought she is not meditating. Understand? That's why she go and see. I say, you see too much. She see until she cannot see far now, she told me. With the husband walk a bit too far. He cannot see. Yeah? He know. He is more important. He want to see the inside one. I say, you see your sankara too much, like you see TV every day. So he see until he cannot see far. I said, that is your problem. Every time you think you don't see means you don't meditate. He said, yeah. He called me 老师, I don't know why. He said, 老师, he said, you explain it very well. He said, correct. He said, that time she don't understand. He said, that's why he got into all this trouble. And you can see the joy in her. No? She got so much joy that day. And I told her one thing. No? It's also in the recording. I said, you're lucky. You came to this class. You know how she came about? She went to Kuan Yin Miao. No? Kuan Yin Miao. Section 14, I think, with a Dharma friend. Very close friend. He said he don't feel good there. No? Kuan Yin Miao also don't feel good. No? Then she told the Dharma friend, I think I want to go Wu Ping Jing service. He know Bo Yan Zhang Lao. So he been there before. He feel that Wu Ping Jing service very quiet, very peaceful one. Energy very good. So they came. They didn't even know about class. No. Then they came, they saw the gate open. They come in. No. Come in, then they say, huh? You Dhamma class? You meditate here? Then, what class? Oh, Satipatthana, four foundation. She very interested. Yeah? She got one Mahayana teacher who teach her Si Nian Chu, which is the four foundation of mindfulness. Oh, she's very excited though. Yes, she a lot of what they call awareness one. Her sati very good. So she sat down, wait for the class to start. Then she listened so attentively. First time attend the class. And yes, she can follow. She got so much joy. I can saw her keep on nodding her head. Then tell the Dharma friend, the boy next to him. Try to explain in Cantonese and Mandarin. She doesn't know English. But she said she can listen like Hui Rong, but she cannot express it. Then later on, after I finished the lecture, the sharing of the Dhamma, then we have meditation as usual. Now we make it 1.5 hour, 1.5 hour. Meditation, 40 minutes. Then after that, he followed my instruction. He go and do. That's why she got there. Then I ask Q&A. Anybody who wants to report. As usual, everybody looked down on the floor. Nobody. Then I saw at the back. I said, what about the two new ones at the back? Oh, then she very excited. No? She put out her hand. Oh, okay, pass the light to her. Oh, then she started to report. That's how the whole thing came out. No, very beautiful. At first time, no, at that, no, she had so much joy. No? Then when she asked the question, I said, 很好, where she got sati. From the way she described, I know she got sati. Otherwise, she cannot describe like that one. Oh, She used her own word on. 20 years. But stuck. Because I told her, just now I forgot to say, I told her one thing. I said, luckily you come here. Otherwise, nobody can teach you. I said, as far as I know now, not likely anybody can guide you. Because they don't understand what you do. If you listen to him, to her, it's like she got a lot of heedlessness on her, a lot of delusion. Because she see her defilement, everything, and she cannot do anything. And keep on haunting her on. But that is the tea, she didn't know. And that is not taught. She know, there is another thing behind her, that see all these things. She very clear. But she cannot develop wisdom, because in the past life, when she cultivate, there is no teacher who teach her how to see. How to develop the understanding and everything. It's not attachment. It's not attachment. Correct. Because she got no right view, no wisdom. She cannot do anything to it. She know it is false. Pao ying ah. Not real ah. But she cannot do anything. Her emotions still stirred on. Means she didn't straighten her view, understand not? That's why mindfulness is just the beginning, understand not? When you stabilize mindfulness, it becomes samadhi. Sati samadhi, sitting as they are, to develop the panya, the wisdom. Panya not there, that's why she cannot do anything, understand not? Panya is not wisdom, you see. You remember Achan Cha said, for sati is life. You know why? Sati is life. Why? Without sati, like no life. Exactly like what the Buddha said. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Understand not? The heedful never die. Understand not? So without sati, you are heedless. Understand not? That's why you are as if dead. That's why when you are heedful, you have sati. Sati is life. Understand? Sati allow you to live. To be aware, to understand what is going on, understand? Without sati, you cannot. But you're supposed to understand what is going on and develop the wisdom. Nobody teach her. They only teach her how to have sati to see. Then she see and see and see until she cannot do anything, she become panic. And she know, these are all nonsense. But she cannot do anything. That's why at night, the subconscious come out. She cannot sleep the whole day looking at it, until next morning. So tired. So miserable. Until she met me. Then I explained to her, I said, your cultivation in the past is very funny. Very few people can teach you, can guide you, can understand what you do. She was full of joy. Then I said, no wonder you went to Kuan Yin Temple. I point to Wu Ping Jing Sir, the Kuan Yin at the back. I said, you know who is she or not? Kuan Si Yin Pusa. Oh, I said, you must thank her. She bring you here. Because all those that have affinity, Kuan Yin, I realize somehow they appear by themselves. When the condition is there. So for her, it's something very, very shocking. Very shocking. And she never believed that a lay person can teach like that. At first she thought, Tam Wan, come and sit down and find out what is going on. Then as she listened, she became so attentive at the back, and keep on, full of attention, and keep on nodding. Well, I talk about the thought, the training of the mind, that note. We give out that note, and I teach how to, what is a heedless mind? Untrained mind. All the 8 points. The moment I speak, she understands, because she saw them all on the cell. Then what is the trained mind? She very interested, because she cannot do. Then when I talk about training the mind, she was so attentive. And the 5 ways to straighten the view. Then I say, after that, when you trace the origination factor, how it come, how this, what they call mind state, the anger, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the evil, how the mind stir and become like that. You trace the origination factor. I say, it's always from one of your sense door. She very happy. Right? She said, yes. Then he said, I cannot do anything. What must I do? I said, the second stage, after you trace, you must use this understanding to reverse it so that with wisdom, retrospectively, it will cease. Means what? Last time you listen, you hear, you see, you think, or recall through memory, you react with it. you become miserable like that. So now you understand. It is due to your wrong view. Otherwise, you won't become like that. So you have to trace what is your wrong view. Wrong view means what? Actually, it's very difficult to get the answer. But I say, I give you the answer because this is what I cultivated from the past. And I say, you have to accept them for what they are. Understand? People are just the way they are. Thing is just the way they are. You want it your way? Craving? Accumulation? Yan qi? Cause of suffering? That is the Four Noble Truths. She straight away understand. No? She straight away understand. No? Then I say, accept them for what they are means what? I say, deluded people say deluded thing, angry people say angry thing, selfish people do so. Oh, then she start to understand now. Then they have their karma. They are born with their karma. You don't have to do anything. Oh, she becomes so happy. You know? No wonder she cannot be peaceful. I say, the moment you accept them for what they are, with this understanding, means what? You at peace. Correct not? You don't react anymore. Then there is clarity. Understand not? Then you can act. Understand not? Using what? Noble Eightfold Path. Then I say, the other way is, the next time when you contemplate and reflect, when you hear, see, and recall, again you react. But immediately the understanding comes. Where you have reflected, contemplated. I should accept them for what they are. So just like what Joyce went through. 5 seconds, she almost paralyzed. Understand? The fear that gripped her and all those things. So again, you do the same. The second time, at least, the understanding comes. You should accept them for what they are. Then after that, immediately, that reaction stop. Understand? The anger stop. That is the beginning. Understand? Then you reflect and contemplate again. How come I still react? Not stable yet. Understand? Then I say you develop the next stage. Because they are deluded. That's why they do deluded things. They have evil root. They have ignorance. They have greed, they have selfishness, they become like that. So out of love and compassion for them, you should forgive them. Like Jesus, forgive them for they know not what they are doing. Then out of love and compassion, you radiate metta to them. May they be well and happy. May the blessing of the Triple Gem be with them. Not only you don't react, no. Now you got love and compassion. No. Then the next time, when you have this cultivator very stable, you hear again, see again, recall, no movement already. Compassion straight away arise. You straight away radiate metta. Then you will be happy. Then you will come to know, no? Eh? Cannot arise already. That's what the Satipanana is. Initially is you silence your mind to see how the unarisen hindrance come to be. Then you silence your mind and see how the arisen hindrance cease to be. Then you silence your mind to develop wisdom so that in future you know that all these that have arisen, they cannot arise anymore. Understand? The hindrance that have arisen, they cannot arise anymore. And then you know, inside, kautim already. Means you already okay. Understand? And then you can go karaoke. Understand? Otherwise, you still training. Understand? That's why initially Kan San, Su San. Then as you develop wisdom, Kan San, Pu San. But when you okay already, Kan San, Yu Su San. And then you can go back. Then people can scold, can say everything. You just smile. You say, thank you so much. Then I told her, you next time thank your husband. He is a good test for you. Understand? She is a good training ground for you. So, then thank your own Sankara. So, but this is the one that can teach you and give you wisdom. So if you cannot develop this type of understanding, you cannot break free. You cannot penetrate. That's why it's not easy, Dhamma. So, even I have shared so many rounds. That day at Wuping Sisa, when I go through that one again, all those who have already trained with me for quite a while, still taking down notes. So, very happy. Because there is no condition to explain so clearly until she asks, until her condition surface. That's why it's very. You go back and listen to that recording. It's very good. Okay, we better end. We exceeded time. Exceeded 12 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay, we do our sharing of merits. Share your merits with the devas. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anamoditva Chirang Rakkhantu Loka Sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Okay, transform merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatu kalena sasu sampati heto ca fito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be prosperous and peaceful always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, there is a small request before you pay respect. There is this sister Hui Ling. I think his brother has a stroke earlier on. So the brother's name is Tan Chi Wai. I think she has requested our Tuesday class to develop the what they call sharing of merits and transfer of merits to help the brother recover from his condition, stroke. So we will do our part. Okay, we recall to mind over the 2 hour plus of wholesomeness that we have developed and cultivated. We have chanted the salutation to the Buddha, then we have taken the 3 refuges, then we renew our precept, then we pay respect, then we listen to Dhamma, we straighten our view, we transfer merit, we share merits, then we even invoke the power of blessings for the nation, then we make our aspiration, then you meditated, you develop a lot of wholesomeness. And through all this wholesomeness, you finally share it with the devas, share it with all the departed ones. Then you can also transfer whatever merits that we have developed and cultivated. So we will invoke now, by the power of all this wholesomeness, may it arise the causes and conditions for Sister Hui Ling's brother Tan Chi Wai to recover to good state of mind, and at the same time to recover from his condition, which is stroke. So may it arise the causes and condition for her brother to recover to normal health soon as possible. May he be well and happy. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Buddha, and all the worthy ones. Then after that, you want to radiate love and metta to Hui Ling's sister, Hui Ling's brother, Tan Chi Wai. You can also do so. If you have given the note earlier, we can have 5 minutes of sitting to radiate the metta. Never mind, you do it on your own. Then the last announcement is, you look at the whiteboard, on the 19th of October, there will be a lunch, for the gathering of Kayaramita, come my birthday celebration. This is our annual event. So if you have the time you want to attend, it's between 11:30 to 2. You just have to write your name down, because we need the name list to make the booking of the place. The booking is to be done at Jaya 33, this Oriental Pavilion, Jaya 33, PJ. So you can register through either Stephanie or Yun-chan. You can go and put your name there. Then contact anybody who are from our Tuesday class or any Dharma friend. Especially Yun-chan, I think you got a list. Whoever who can attend and want to attend, you should allow them to register. Okay, thank you.
Also, like me, ask for the nearest 1,000 or the nearest 100.
There are a lot of these right issues, like
recently had an idea. 8 over million under price. Okay. Actually, 8 over million didn't apply. So, share 8 over million available. But those who apply, so the access is only
Thank you.